Welcome to this week's sermon from Mooresville United Methodist Church. This week's sermon is entitled Boundless Grace. We will now join Pastor Glass with the sermon.
Good morning, everybody.
Good morning.
Welcome to worship here at Mooresville United Methodist Church. My name is Beth Glass, and I'm the pastor here. We are delighted that you are here to worship with us today, whether you are here in person or joining us online. I pray that everybody will find this to be a warm and welcoming experience that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. And if you're new here, I'd like to extend a special word of welcome to you and thank you for honoring us with your time and your presence today. There are a lot of things going on in the life of our church, and I encourage you to follow us on Facebook or visit our church website so that you can stay up to date with our upcoming events and activities. Our gospel lesson today comes from Mark chapter 7, verses 24 through 37. From there he set out and went away to the region of Tyre. He entered a house and did not want anyone to know he was there. Yet he could not escape notice. But a woman whose little daughter had an unclean spirit immediately heard about him, and she came and bowed down at his feet. Now the woman was a Gentile, of Syrophoenician origin. She begged him to cast the demon out of her daughter. He said to her, "Let the children be fed first, for it is not fair to take the children's food and throw it to the dogs." But she answered him, "Sir, even the dogs under the table eat the children's crumbs." Then he said to her, "For saying that, you may go. The demon has left your daughter." So she went home, found the child lying on the bed and the demon gone. Then he returned from the region of Tyre and went by way of Sidon toward the Sea of Galilee in the region of the Decapolis. They brought to him a deaf man who had an impediment in his speech, and they begged him to lay his hand on him. He took him aside in private, away from the crowd, and put his fingers in his ears, and he spat and touched his tongue. Then looking up to heaven, he sighed and said to him, "Ephphatha," that is, "be opened." And immediately his ears were opened, his tongue was released, and he spoke plainly. Then Jesus ordered them to tell no one, but the more he ordered them, the more zealously they proclaimed it. They were astounded beyond measure, saying, "He has done everything well. He even makes the deaf to hear and the mute to speak." This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. So I do want to welcome all of you again as we are gathered together for worship today. I am honored that you are here with us and hope that you will find this to be a time that draws us closer to God and closer to one another. Today we are going to be looking at the radical nature of God's grace. It is a grace that knows no barriers. It is a love that knows no boundaries. And so in the sermon for today, which is entitled Boundless Grace, we're just going to be exploring how amazing that boundless grace is. But before we go any further, will you pray with me, please? Holy God, not because of me, not through me, but in spite of me and all of my shortcomings, let your perfect word come to your people. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, Amen. Mike and I were up in Pennsylvania yesterday for a Randolph-Macon football game. Our son was not cleared to play yet, but his team was up there, and Joe traveled with the team. And they were playing the college that I graduated from in Pennsylvania. So I got to go visit my old stomping grounds and root for Joe's football team. And so I had done work ahead of time on my sermon, and I thought my sermon was ready by Thursday night or Friday morning because I knew I was going to be away all day yesterday and I wouldn't have time to put any finishing touches on it. Then last night at about 11:45 in the evening, I ran across a quote that made me rewrite my sermon. So this is fresh. It may not be very polished, but it's, I hope, inspired by the Holy Spirit. The quote came from writings by a woman whose name is Morgan Harper Nichols. And I had never encountered anything of her before, but she is a Christian songwriter, she is an artist, and she is also a writer. And this quote centers on the idea of grace, and in part, this is what she shared in her devotional message. I cannot tell you what this season will bring to you, but I can tell you that it matters to keep showing up every day. I can tell you that it matters to give love, even though you do not think you are good enough. Your presence matters, even in this chapter. Even if you feel overlooked, alone, or far from home, you belong in this life just as much as anyone else. No matter how others see you or how you see yourself, you are wrapped in endless, boundless grace. Even when you feel overlooked or alone or far off, left out, like Grace in the children's story, you are wrapped in endless, boundless grace. In the scripture lessons for today, we encounter three separate examples of those who might feel overlooked or left out. And yet, they encounter endless, boundless grace. The first lesson was the lesson from James that Jen read for us. And the lesson talks about those who may feel overlooked or left out because of their economic status. Those who are poor being overlooked or dismissed by those who are wealthy. And when we struggle economically, sometimes we do feel overlooked and left out, don't we? I remember vividly my junior high school years. And when I was in junior high school, and I'm going to date myself for many of you, the big thing was wearing designer jeans. And it mattered what the label was on your jeans, right? And it was so important to me to have those designer jeans, but we couldn't afford them. And all of my friends seemed to be wearing them, and I felt overlooked and left out. Of course, it's not just junior high school students who experience that sense of being overlooked and left out. Sometimes even the church causes people to feel overlooked and left out. Sometimes we are as guilty as any other organization of doing that. Several years ago, I heard a story that I've probably shared before. It's about a church that was going to have a very famous guest preacher coming to deliver a message one morning. Maybe it was a church that was going to have a preacher coming for their homecoming Sunday, and everybody was excited to hear what message this gifted pastor was going to share. And so the congregation showed up, and everybody was wearing their finest clothing, and they eagerly anticipated what was going to unfold in that worship service. Everybody looked wonderful, with the exception of one gentleman who had wandered in from outside. He was wearing ragged clothes, and his hair was unkempt, and he looked a little dirty. And he stood in the back of the church, patiently waiting for the ushers to direct him to a seat. And a little bit of time passed, and the ushers kind of looked at one another, hoping that the man would wander back outside just as he had wandered in, but he didn't. And so after a whispered conversation together, the ushers decided to seat him in the very back of the church in one of the far corners. And as they escorted him to the pew, all of the other folks in that section sort of shifted and moved away from him. At least they had settled the problem, though, of where to seat this man and what to do with him. The time for the worship service grew closer and closer, but still the guest preacher hadn't shown up. And the church was in a quandary. What do we do? But eventually they realized they couldn't halt the start of the service any longer. And so, with a nod to the pianist, they encouraged her to please go ahead and start the prelude. As the music began, the man sitting in the back of the church stood up. And he walked forward and took his place in the pulpit. He was the guest minister for that day. And the passage that he was preaching on was the one from James that Jen read. The lesson from James today reminds us that we have been wrapped up in endless, boundless grace, and because God has poured that grace into our hearts and in our lives, we ought also to wrap others in that same endless, boundless grace and not allow them to feel overlooked or left out or alone. In the gospel lesson today, the first character that we encounter is a woman who also might have been overlooked and left out. Mark tells us that she was a Gentile woman of Syrophoenician origin. She was a woman. Jesus was a man. She had no business talking to him. She was a Gentile. He was a Jew. They were of different religious backgrounds. They had no connection. They were of different races. She could easily have been overlooked and left out, but in desperation for her daughter, she cries out to Jesus, falling down before him and begging him to heal her sick child. And Jesus doesn't overlook her. Instead, he engages with her. He has a conversation with her. And in an act of endless, boundless grace, he heals her child. She might have been overlooked because of her gender, because of her religion, because of her race, but instead, she was wrapped in boundless grace. And then we encounter a man who might have been overlooked because of his physical disability, unable to hear, having difficulty to speak, in some ways isolated and cut off by his ailment. He might have been overlooked, but Jesus heals him, and he is wrapped in endless, boundless grace. I think that's an important reminder for us. I think it's good news because there are times when we or those whom we love feel isolated, cut off from God or cut off from one another. We may feel that there are barriers in our lives that nothing can overcome. We may feel ignored or overlooked, like the beggar in the church. We may feel isolated because of our social status, like the woman in the gospel lesson. We may feel ignored, like the man whom Jesus healed. But whatever it is that makes us feel isolated, left out, overlooked, alone, and far from home, we can remember the good news of the gospel, that we are wrapped in endless, boundless grace. Will you pray with me, please? Holy God, thank you. Thank you for wrapping each of us in your endless, boundless grace. We pray this in Jesus' name, and all God's people said, amen. I invite those who are able, as we join together in affirming our faith as we recite the Apostles' Creed. I believe in God the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. The third day he rose from the dead. He ascended into heaven and sitteth at the right hand of God the Father Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the quick and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen.
Let us pray. Eternal God, we give you thanks for this holy mystery in which you have given yourself to us. Grant that we may go into the world in the strength of your Spirit to give ourselves for others. In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. You love to tell the story, and I hope you love to tell the story too. That is part of the mission of the church, and in order for the mission of the church to continue, we do need your help and your support. So I ask you to be in prayer for churches everywhere and be in prayer for this congregation and its leadership especially. If you would like to support us financially, we would be grateful for that and thank you for your generosity. If you are worshiping in person, we have a jar in the narthex, in the entranceway. You can place your offering there. And anybody, whether you're worshiping in person or joining us online, has the opportunity to give electronically. There's a link for that on the church's Facebook page and also on the church website. And again, we thank you for your generous spirit. And now I send you out as those who have the assurance that we are each wrapped in endless, boundless grace. And I send you in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Thank you for listening to this week's sermon. Mooresville United Methodist Church has services at 10 a.m. every Sunday. You can participate along with us either in person or online via our Facebook page at www.facebook.com/mooresvilleumc. Sermons can also be seen via the church website at mooresville-united-methodist-church.freeonlinechurch.com/live. Audio versions of past sermons get uploaded to the church website regularly. If none of these options work for you, you can listen to the sermons on the radio on 97.9 FM in the church parking lot. In accordance with CDC guidelines, if you choose to attend the in-person service, we strongly recommend, but do not require, visitors to wear masks and practice social distancing. In unprecedented times like these, we pray for your safety, and we remind you that the road you travel always leads you home. Have a blessed day.